From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Today in Cleveland, Barack Obama got an endorsement from one of his former rivals for the Democratic nomination, Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd. And we'll speak with him in a moment to find out why he endorsed now. Tonight, Senator Obama faces off with his one remaining rival, Hillary Clinton, in what could be the final debate of the primary season before next week's big primaries in Texas and Ohio. And we're joined now by NPR's Don Gagne and David Green. They've spent months tracking the two candidates. And welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thanks, Madeline.
Glad to be here.
Okay, let's talk about these new polls out today. They show Senator Obama with a big lead nationwide among voters. And so I imagine that's really going to frame tonight's debate in Ohio, Don.
It will. And for virtually all of this campaign, we have watched Barack Obama strike the pose of an underdog, the boxer who's taking on the champ, which is how he refers to Hillary Clinton. And he would talk about how you need to knock out the champ. You don't win on points. Well, here we are. There's no way to look at the candidacy of Barack Obama now except to say that he is the front runner. He is a guy who could nail this thing down with a win in either Ohio or Texas. And while I'm loath to predict what the debate will look like tonight, I think you're going to see a guy who's kind of above it all and is very much a front runner.
Well, David, please don't be so loath, and I want you to predict what is going to happen tonight at the debate in terms of Hillary Clinton's demeanor, because at the last debate, she was quite solicitous. And over the weekend, though, that tone changed. So who are we going to see tonight?
I've stopped placing bets on which Hillary Clinton is going to show up at these debates. You know, we've seen so many different Hillary Clintons, as you said, in the last few days. There was the Hillary Clinton in Rhode Island when she was mocking Barack Obama, saying, oh, let's get unified. The skies will open. Celestial choirs will sing. There was the Hillary Clinton waving some Obama campaign flyers around in Ohio saying, shame on you, Barack Obama. And there was a much calmer but tough Hillary Clinton in Washington, D.C. at a speech yesterday, really attacking Obama on foreign policy and saying, we've learned what it's like to have a president who doesn't have the wisdom and experience to protect the country. So the campaign is hinting that they have some sort of new strategy for the debate tonight. So maybe we'll see a different Hillary Clinton, but we'll all be waiting and watching.
All right. One issue that has generated a lot of attention in Texas and Ohio is NAFTA. That was the trade legislation signed by President Bill Clinton. Where do the two candidates come down on that?
Well, I've been spending a lot of time in Ohio, and I can tell you NAFTA is a four-letter word in Ohio. Barack Obama, I've been following his campaign, he treats it as such. Now, we should say that as senators, neither of these two candidates has cast a vote on NAFTA, but it was enacted during the presidency of Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama is holding that against Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary Clinton knows how important this issue is and how vulnerable she is in a state like Ohio. She needs working class voters to come to Hearst camp. And Hillary Clinton has said she wants to review all trade deals. She has made the point to voters that she never took a vote on NAFTA. But the fact that this was a policy that came in her husband's administration, they know is vulnerable for her.
Okay. And finally, we're about to speak with Senator Dodd about his endorsement. Do you think it'll have a lot of impact?
I don't think everyone was waiting with bated breath in the Democratic Party to see who was Chris Dodd going to endorse. But certainly waiting to see who John Edwards is going to endorse. Not the same thing, but certainly notable.
And Chris Dodd is seen as one of the good guys in the Democratic Party. People like him. And it does help Obama's credibility a bit.
Don Gagne, David Green, thank you both very much.
It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Madeline.